This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. As we pore over today's jobs report for the deeper meaning, as we are wont to do around here, it is good to remember this is a really different kind of recession. People are losing jobs temporarily, job losses that might become permanent or might not. Whole big chunks of this economy are basically frozen in amber. And good as it is, the jobs report has a hard time accounting for all of that. But there is one number that's worth keeping in mind, even if it, too, doesn't tell the whole story. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has this story on long-term unemployment.
Nearly 4 million Americans have been unemployed for 6 months or more, according to the latest data. Dean Baker is a senior economist with the Center for Economic and Policy Research.
This is obviously a story, people losing their job at the beginning of the crisis in March and April and not getting it back.
They make up a growing share of the unemployed, reaching 37% last month.
After people have been unemployed for more than 6 months, they find it much harder to get a job. And if they do get a job, their labor market prospects could be permanently worsened.
And the long-term unemployment numbers only include people who are actively looking for work.
There is this group that's feeling discouraged and who say that they're worried they may not find a job at all and feel like giving up.
Julia Pollack is chief economist with job site ZipRecruiter. She says right now there aren't many jobs to look for in some of the hardest hit sectors like retail and hospitality. Those industries are dominated by younger workers, people of color, and by women. Their labor force participation has fallen to levels not seen since the 80s. Emily Martin is a vice president at the National Women's Law Center.
We are really seeing a risk that women and families are not only being hard hit now, but really may be taking a long time to recover.
With disruptions to school and daycare, many moms have to stay home with the kids. More than 2 million women have left the labor force, potentially setting back their careers beyond the current crisis. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.